matters everything, even if it's a disfavored side. Why is it a Moedi Gatayna took the Sam Soifa? Because the Nechanami, what he's saying seems to make sense. Since the Sam Soifa, an unbelievable story, I found this today, which I think is so negay to our Sugar that this Pumish, I got so excited and saw such a Sam Soifa in Teres Moisha, Pumish Moedi. He brings over there, listen to what he says. He says it's a remez to us. It's a remez that we have to know that a Torah scroll, a mezuzah, that is placed on a door, is the dafka on a door. Listen carefully why. He says because a person can mekadish himself inside as much as you want till he become mamish, kodesh kodoshim, like a malach mamish. But it won't help anything if you're not shame at the front door, if you're not shame at the pig. So the Sam Sofa, that's why you have a whole house full of svarim, mamish, molly sifrei kodesh. You can have a yid that's molly sifrei kodesh, he's molly Torah inside him. Over to the Sam Soifa, it won't do anything. Because if he's not shame at the piv, and he's not shame at the front door, he's still chayim in the mezuzah. Just like when you have a house, it's molly svarim, it doesn't help you. You still need a mezuzah. So the Sam Soifa is the same thing. You can have your inside, that's molly kodesh kodoshim, molly toyah, toysus, shas, mishnayis, halachas, alles. Over to there's no shmira, there's no mezuzah on the front door. So the Sam Soifa in a nachanami. Nothing's going to help. And it's better, in another one, to have the chazuz on the front door, even when you have no sperm inside. But listen, the Sam Soifa is saying, I'm worrying a lot. The Sam Soifa is saying to us that we have to realize that Abad too is the best in the Gans Adult. Right? Can I get cooler? Oh, but the Shmira of the Torah, for the Torah to be worth anything, you're sitting and learning Yeshiva all day. You want your Torah to be worth something, right? So the Sam Soifa, you're not shaming the pit. The front door doesn't have a mezuzah. The Sam Soifa, it's not worth anything. And that's a tremendous, tremendous Sam Soifa. I'm not just found it today. I thought, I'm just going to get into our sugyas. So there's a couple of sugyas that the Etzim I wanted to get into today. We're going to get to our lochas, Beis Hashem. And we'll start with a couple of vinyonim, that's the Geya. And that's as follows. There was a Maisa with a fellow, a big shopkeeper. He decided to send his son abroad in order to make a little bit more money. So he gave his son a certain amount of money, investment, go to a faraway place. Go and invest some money, maybe we'll make some money, maybe we'll make it big. Bekitsa, this fellow was a totally illiterate person, couldn't read anything. He said to some, do me a favor, send me letters. The son said, but you're not going to read them. He said, don't worry, I'll find someone to translate it, to read it to me. So the Maisa, that's what happened. The son went abroad, he went to invest the money, and all of a sudden, a couple of weeks later, the father gets a letter. Oh, is he excited? He got a letter from his son. How's he doing? What's going on? Is he successful? Does he have any money? Does he want to come back? What's the matter? Can't read the letter. So the guy walks into the shop first thing in the morning. He says, oh, do me a favor, do you know how to read? He says, yeah. Now, do me a favor. My son sent me a letter from a board, very important. I go, please, I'm simple to hear this, to see what he's going to say. Tell me what it says. Now, this customer, unfortunately, was in a little bit of a bad mood. He walked into the shop, a little bit, you know, maybe it was raining. He was upset, was a little bit of a bad mood. He walked in and he opens up the letter and says, okay. And he reads out as follows. Dear father, I'm sorry to tell you I lost all the money. I need more, please send me more right away. I'm sure I'll succeed. Thank you very much, your son. And his father's very upset. The chutzpah. I give him money, I send him abroad. I visit him to say something nice. When I say, I'm not sending him a penny. Can't do it, I'm not interested anymore. So he was upset. The whole day he was upset. The kids, at the end of the day, a customer walked in and started to schmooze him. He said, why are you so upset today? Well, you didn't make any money. He said, no, I'm saying, I have other problems. What does it tell me? He said, listen, I have to tell you, my son wrote me a letter, terrible letter. Oh, where's this? Akoris Hatoy? What's going on over here? I send him, I do everything. Nothing doesn't work. So the guy said, you know what? Let me see the letter. So he looks at the letter and he starts to smile. And he said, let me read to you what it says in this letter. Listen carefully. Dear father. I'm so sorry to tell you, I lost all of your money. I lost everything, and I really need more. Please send me some more money right away, and I'm sure I'll succeed with Hashem's help. Thank you so much, your son. The boy said, it's exactly the same words as the first time. But the way that you say it, the tone of voice that you use, has a tremendous amount of enough gemina to the person listening to you. A person has to realize, again, we're dealing with koyach hadibur over here, the gewaltige koyach of speech. So apart from the assuming the etzem that a person can be speaking, but how it's supposed to be is the way you speak to one person can affect something good, and to the other person can affect something bad. All depends how a person speaks. Rav Motcha on Nadvona says like this, according to Kazakh, he says, Bakabonis HaToyu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that there's certain psukim that Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell Klal Yisrael. And he said to him, basically you look at Bashi's Yisrael, right, Perikitas over there, you look at the psukim over there, the Rashi says, Mufurish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't add any words and don't subtract any words to what I'm telling you. Whatever I'm telling you, you tell Klal Yisrael, pass on the message. And yet, unbelievable thing, right, Rashi tells him Mufurish, across the Gimel over there, Perikitas, that exactly the same words that Moshe said took a different meaning to the men and a different meaning to the women. For the women, it was soft, it was nice, it was geschmack. But she ain't came for the men, it was about punishment, it was about sharpness. And then maybe the same words can affect people in a totally different way. There's a movie, Igeres HaRamban. The Igeres HaRamban brings down that a person has to realize, and always, you've said, that person should always speak benachas. You speak nicely, people will makabel, people will listen to you. It's not a whole different world as well. Okay, and when he says before, that if a person speaks in a certain way, he himself is affected by it. If you speak angrily, you'll notice, you yourself will become angry. If you speak benachas, gently, calmly, even when you're angry, you'll see it'll calm down very quickly. The tone of voice that you use has a tremendous nafkamina, a tremendous chashivas to yourself and also to other people. So it's a very, very big yisoid for a person to realize, like Rasul Salamti used to do this with Musa, by the way. He used to make the oil and learn Musa with an excitement. Because when you learn with an excitement, maybe you become excited. When a person is learning Torah, he becomes excited by it. So maybe he's probably excited inside. So again, that's the first thing I wanted to speak out, is the guy with the tone of voice. A person has to realize, again, this is all nichel in Torah HaDibur. Again, not so many halachas in this Pekuda, but rather, a person has to be careful of the tone of voice that he uses. Now, one more Nekuda before we get to the extra halachas is as follows. One more Nekuda also, which is again, the guy with the Torah HaDibur, is embarrassing somebody else. Again, this is all nichlal in what we said. We talked about, for example, we talked about, you know, Estevoyim, you can embarrass someone. We talked about Sheker, you can embarrass someone. All these different halachas, and Be'etzim, the halachas that we're going to get to today, the Ikka, is very, very tremendous nafkamina in this Indian. There was a mice in Salant. I thought I'd get a bit carried away when it comes to the mice. Oh, there was a mice in Salant. The mice goes as follows. There were two tremendously poor cobblers, people that used to make shoes, right? Mum is terribly, terribly poor. Good friends, they were terribly poor. All of a sudden, from one minute to the next, one of the shoe cobblers became a tremendously wealthy person. Unbelievable, the whole fortune changed for him. He became a tremendously respectable member of the community with money, and he was a respectable person. The kids up, and when one of his children became eventually age of shidduchim, so he got unbelievable shidduchim, a choshva, rich, respectable yid, as the maysa, he got an unbelievable shidduch, and when he was set, and the maysa, the chasna came. On the day of the chuppah, he was standing under the chuppah, right? You can imagine how proud he was. He built up his whole business, he's a respectable member of the community, and he's standing under the chuppah at the time of the chasana. All of a sudden, his other cobbler that he was used to be friendly with in his old days when he was poor, who's now still poor, unfortunately, decided he's a little bit jealous. So he walked up to him, somebody should show you this, by the way. He walked up to him under the chuppah with an old pair of shoes, and he says, "How much does it cost a pet to repair such a pair of shoes?" And the fellow got such an embarrassment. Can you imagine? Because it was like, Kilo, this is what it used to be. And he got so embarrassed, he died on the spot. And Bisol Salanta, after that Maisa, decided, most people don't know this, Bisol Salanta, after that Maisa, decided to start the Musa movement. The whole Yisrael of Musa, he realized, people have to learn Musa, and the Maisa from that Maisa started with Bisol Salanta, with the Gavaldika Musa movement that we have. Now, let's speak a couple of minutes about embarrassing someone, then we'll get to the Ika halachas of today. The Ben Yehuda writes in the Shari Tshuva as follows. The Ben Yehuda writes, I bet some of you know this on the Gemara, you know this from the Maaseh Beit Tomo, is that embarrassing somebody else, and again, we can do this very easily, when you embarrass someone with your words, and we've spoken this out before, the courage of the Dibur is such that when a person says something to someone else and he's embarrassed by it, you can cause a tremendous harm to him today, tomorrow, and it could be in 3 months' time as well. That sometimes, as we said, when you hurt someone with words, like what Moshe Aaron Stern told us, he said that when you hurt someone with words, it's much worse than when you hurt someone physically. Because when you hurt someone physically, eventually the wound goes away. But when you hurt someone with words, it lasts for a very long time, and sometimes a lifetime. So you've got to be very, very careful. Rebbe Yehuda says, As they state in Chazal, that when you embarrass someone, it's as if you murdered them. It's as if you killed them, mamish. Why? Because we know the Gemara. Ksubas tells us when a person gets embarrassed, all his blood drains from his face and he turns white, and therefore removing the blood, as we know this from Hilchos Shabbos, for example, and other places, Gidamu HaNefesh, and then it's Ki'ilu, you killed him. As they state already in Chazal, Rebbeinu Yonah spells it like in the Shavit Tshuva. We also know that if a person embarrasses somebody else publicly, he forfeits his portion in the world to come. Like Rebbeinu Yonah says, this is actually worse than real murder. Why is it worse than real murder to actually embarrass someone? He says, because if you murder someone and you regret it afterwards, so you'll do tshuva. When you embarrass somebody else, you don't know you did anything wrong, and you'll never do tshuva. So it's worse than Rebbeinu Yonah. If you embarrass someone publicly, they get really embarrassed, they get upset, whatever it may be, they're actually killing them. Because when you kill them, no, you'll do tshuva, we hope. Over here, you're not going to do tshuva. Because 5 seconds later, it's gone out of your mind, and you go later, and you've forgotten about it, and you never actually managed to do tshuva. There's a Mayutika Zoya. The Zoya HaKadosh in Parash Shlach Lecha tells us an unbelievable Maisa. So the Zoya HaKadosh like this. There was a tremendous young Talmud Chochem that was Nifta. A terrible Maisa. He was Nifta and he was brought to Shemayim. And the Malachim came and they didn't allow him to come in Yeshiva Shemayim. They did not allow him to come into the Shemayim. Why? Because of his Avedus. What was the Pshat? He was a young fellow, he was a great Talmud Chochem. He used to ask his Rebbe or his Rosh Hashiva, whatever it was, questions that he knew his Rosh Hashiva or Rebbe would not be able to answer. And he embarrassed his Rebbe publicly. The Maisin, Shomayim, Malachim never let him in. And he was a tremendous Talmud Chochem. We have to realize again and again and again, Torah and Torah and Torah, if you want to keep the Torah, if you want to learn Torah, but Kedusha B'Tarah, Shmiras HaPin is Mamesh HaChoshim Azak. One last thing, two last things maybe. Rikid Eger, who doesn't know the Maisa Rikid Eger? He wants a guest around this table. And you can imagine nervous people were around Rikid Eger, someone by mistake spilled a glass with a becher of wine in it. Straight away! Ah, without batting an eye, Rikid Eger did exactly the same thing. And he said, oh, there must be a shake going on at the table. To embarrass somebody else in public, even if he didn't do anything. Rikid Eger didn't embarrass anybody. Oh, but someone would be embarrassed because of his situation, whatever. He didn't want to be involved. That person has to realize to be sensitive to someone else's situation. One last thing is a father once brought his son to Rav Shach's Atzal. He wanted his son to be tested by Rav Shach, right? He wanted to know how his son's doing, and Rav Shach was Yadua. Yadua Rav Shach was very big into building up people's self-esteem. So he asked this bocha, he said, do me a favor, what are you learning? Ksubas. Okay. Which daf do you know the best from this Nesachta? Which daf do you know? Unbelievable. So the bocha turns to his favorite daf that he has it 50 times. This one the best. So Shach says, I'll tell you what. Learn it a few more times, and then come back to me and I'll fare you then. Shach did not want for one moment to embarrass someone. He wanted to make sure that no one's going to be embarrassed in front of him. The Mele Rabbeisai is a tremendous story for a person to remember, is you have to be careful not to embarrass somebody else. Kach is the Koyach HaDibu that we have to be careful of. Now we're going to bite it. Now we're going to get into the Iker in the Halachas of Gomel Kaskos. Tremendous amount of Halachas, the Nafgimina, the Halachas, the Mais, and come with the come with the scenarios. Again, we're dealing over here with the Suri Doraisas. We're not dealing with Chumas, we're not dealing with Midas Chasidus, we're dealing with the Suri Doraisas. Amish! Don Nekaf Sos. This is the Itzim what I want to speak about today, and Be'ez Hashem will speak about it more by written as tomorrow also. The Kamen Afkami is Halacha Lema'isa. Now, let's go like this. The Shlur HaKadosh in Shahoysis was like this. Very tremendous, you said. He said, there are Kama V'Kama Mitzvahs, Ben Adam L'Chaveyur, that a person does not keep because of this problem. Because a person is not being Mekayim, but Tzedek Tish B'Dam Yisrecho, he's not being Don L'Chav Tzvus. There are v'kama mitzvah in Odom and Chavera that do not get fulfilled. And I'm going to give you a couple of lists. And for example, when a person doesn't judge someone favorably, listen to the following isurim that could come out from it. And you'll see how important it is to learn these halachas. Number one, it leads to the issa of hating someone else, right? Don't judge him favorably. You think he's doing something wrong, you start to hate him. That's number one. Number two, you're over the bittul mitzvahs of Avatarecha Kamoicha, because you're not going to like him. You're not going to like him, you're about to that mitzvah. Number three, you're not going to do chesed, you're mavakel the mitzvah of chesed, because if you don't like it, you're not going to do chesed with him. He did something wrong, so maybe mavakel that one. Number four, you're going to be open taking revenge, right? Number five, you're going to be bearing a grudge against the fellow. Number six, fighting, and maybe cause a fight, right? Lose your kikoyak adaso. Number seven, lashon hara, that's the big one, right? I'm saying this, by the way, this whole halachas that we're doing today and tomorrow is an introduction, as we'll see, I'll explain why, for lashon hara. Number eight, Right? I know it's the volume. You might say words about him, maybe even to him.
I know it's the volume of the over on.
You might be over embarrassing him or other people. Right? You might tell him what happened, what I saw. Number 10, you'll be over on stealing eventually, especially when it involves bites of money, especially when you have a worker and therefore involves situations where not paying him on time or all sorts of things that can be a gain. Now, the Shulchan Aruch tells us this, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that one of the first histories you have to know. Again, this is not a Moshe Sheh, not a Hashkofa Sheh, this is Halacha Lemaisa. These Halachas are brought down in Rambam, in Gemaras, in Chazal, in Shulchan Aruch, that a person has to judge someone else favorably and is the Yisur de Reis's Mamash if you don't. There's a tremendous inning. There's a Shlokosh. If a person is not mapping in Donnegaskus, all that list of Ben Odin and Chaveiros get thrown out the window. Because one, the first stage, the first introduction that a person has to be rogging himself into is judging other people favorably, Donnegaskus and Inela. Through that, he will come to all of the other issues. It's a Mamudi Kazakh. It shows that what we're learning now is going to prevent us from doing 11, 12 other issues. So it's an unbelievable insight. Okay. Let's start in this way. Rabbi Weissman from America, those that know him, he gives the famous Nachshe, spoke to him a couple of times on the phone. And actually told me, how much Ramotik is straight? He said like this. He actually said it between his Rebbe was Rav Palmzat Zal. He said, listen to this, the head, it's not just convolving. He said, let's have it if a person speaks Rosh Hashanah. No, he speaks Rosh Hashanah, speaks bad about other people. He says, whatever it may be, how do you treat the symptom? You've got a symptom of speaking Rosh Hashanah, how do you treat it? Very simple. You learn no Rosh Hashanah. And that's what we'll explain. But if you want to treat the sickness, not the symptom, the sickness itself, if you want to go to the root of the problem of those that speak Rosh Hashanah, Zukmah Pam, Donna Kaskos. That is the first stage to treat the sickness, an illness, better that's rooted in a person of speaking Rosh Hashanah. So again, you speak Rosh Hashanah, I'm not even learning Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. But that's a symptom. The sickness, the illness that's rooted in order for a person to speak Rosh Hashanah starts from not being Dormi Kaskos. So in the mindset, for example, let's say a person has a headache. You had a headache, what do? Let's say you have a sore throat, you have strep. So if you want to take a painkiller, it will stop the pain. Is it going to kill off the illness? No. You need antibiotics. Antibiotics is what is the thing that kills the illness. So if found, you want to not speak Rosh Hashanah, you learn not for Rosh Hashanah. That's what explained Be'ez Hashem coming up Be'ez Hashem next week. It's a murder illegal. Oh, but Zukhar Pam, you want to treat the illness, you want to kill it off. You have to learn Hilchos, Don, the Kaf, Sukhos. Okay. So let's start now. Be'ez Hashem Yisparach, with Kamal, the Kamal, Nafkaminis, Kamal, Alocha, Levaisa, in Hilchos, Don, the Kaf, Sukhos, and we'll see that it comes out every single day. Come on, every day if you're dealing with people, if you're not if you're sitting by yourself in the basic measures learning game of the Loyla, so you generally don't have such a shine. Or if you're interacting with people, whether it be your roommates, whether it be your wife, Be'ez Hashem, whether it be your relatives and your parents, all these sorts of things. You're going to have these shaylas coming up many times on a daily basis, and you'll see how Smegeir it is. Let's continue. There's a Gemara. Okay. There's a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos that the base tells us as follows. Zog the Gemara in Brachos. There are three people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves extra. The Hainu, more than other people. Right? Zog the Gemara. One of them is somebody that is Donei Kavzchus. When a person is Donei Kavzchus, Zog the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you even more than every other. It's going to be extra special even from the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's a Mamish HaModiki Yisoy. The Yisoy Mishoyish Va'avayda, Perek Aleph, he brings over there that the Maisa, that if a person is upset, let's say for example, if someone's upset about something, right, and, but you see that your friends are nice about it and they try to help you whatever it is, so then in Achanami, you'll be comforted. Oh, but Zubli Yisoy Mishoyish Va'avayda, do you see that no one is going through your pain? No one cares about what you're saying, then Nachanami, it makes the pain much, much worse. When the mitzvah of a haftar oreicha kabarucha means to love your friend just like, or even more maybe, than like yourself itself. Zukti yishoyd v'shoyd v'avoyd, it's a very hard mitzvah. But one of the first ways to be yoyd to this mitzvah, to get closer to this mitzvah, is to judge our friends favorably. Is to judge people that you see doing something that you think maybe is not 100%. But if you judge them favorably, so what you're basically doing is, you're coming closer to the mitzvah of the haftar oreicha kabarucha. Who doesn't know the Maisa? The Maisa by Hillel. Ah, it's a Moedika Maisa, this one. It doesn't matter, the Maisa, right? Am I going by it? The famous Maisa by Hillel Azokin, right? They're on the notes are coming in. Hillel Azokin, right? He once invited a guest for his meal, and the Maisa came out. He waited for his guest about an hour. An hour, he was waiting for his guest, waiting. When's the food coming? Eventually, about an hour and a half later, his wife walks in and she serves the meal. See, he was thinking, like, what's going on? She said to his wife, you know, what happened today? So she said, I'll tell you what happened. You know, mummish today, right before we're about to serve the meal, a poor guy comes into the house. He knocks on the door and says, listen, I'm making a chasna tonight. I have absolutely nothing for the chasna. Not bread, not meat, not wine, not fish. Gunished. So she decided she made such a huge suga for Hillel Zuck and her husband, plus all his chosh and the guests. She decided to give the whole lot to this one, and therefore she had to start redoing the entire suga, making bread, making all the meat all over again. And Hillel said in the Hanami, I immediately knew when there was such a delay, avada navada, there was a good reason for it, and therefore everything you do is exception. Right? It's called then this Masech Masechtas Derechet. So we stay over there. Let's continue. Oh, Zut the Shlach Kodesh. If a person is done with and he finds favor in other people's eyes, that Kodesh Baruch Hu will find favor in your eyes. Mido keneged mido. That means if you wonder about, isn't it the scenario? Imagine if a person is doing something not so kishmak. What when the Kodesh Baruch Hu is watching him, and he is, how do you want the Rabbeinu Shalom to look at you? I, myself, would want Rabbeinu Shalom to say, he doesn't mean it, and he wouldn't really do it if not for this circumstance, because I want the Rabbeinu Shalom to be done a kasamet to me. So the Chazal, if you want the Kishloah Kodesh, if you want the Rabbeinu Shalom to be done a kasamet to you, then you have to be done a kasamet to other people. And the Midah Keneged Midah, the Rabbeinu Shalom to you. And I have to tell you, again, I speak for myself, but I would want the Rabbeinu Shalom to be done a kasamet to my actions. So maybe it's a very choshev zach. There's a Gemara that will speak up a little bit later. And the Gemara says about Abba Muna, who was greeted by Shemaim every single day. Masha Inki and other Ma'amaroim were only once every year. Why? Because we don't become this course. Now, let's continue, Abba said. Let's continue with these Inyonimus as follows. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. Wait, a couple more minutes. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chov Zayin. The Gemara says like this. If a person is done with Kav Tzchus, he judges other people's favorably, right? And in this world, he will also get a Dhamma Kav Tzchus, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will judge him favorably, as we've explained already, Mito Keneged Mito. Long again, weiter. Oh, Zot the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim says in Shara Tzvula, that if a person is not Dhamma Kav Tzchus, he does not judge his friends favorably, he causes the Malachim to speak badly about him. Tremendous, you say. Long again, weiter. There's a Gemara in Shabbat, that's what Zayin Amalad. So they were on Shabbos Mufush. HaChoshev Iksheirim Leike Begufoy. That was an unbelievable thing. And if a person is Choshev Iksheirim, in other words, he's Choshev people for doing things they actually weren't doing, so he gets a tremendous amount of punishment. Right? As we know from the Omer, we're holding this week's parasha Kamat. Moshe Rabbeinu told Rabbeinu Shalom that if I'm going to go to Mitzrayim and say get out of here, the Yidin are not going to believe me, Bechal. Zut Chazal was Choshev Iksheirim. You know, Choshev Iksheirim, Al-Kdei Kach, what happened to him? And Rav Malkus, as a Shtei Chazal, he was Choshev Iksheirim Klal Yisrael. He said, Klal Yisrael are not going to listen to me. And the Meila Chazal tell us that it wasn't a good thing because the Maisa was Choshev Iksheirim in that situation. There's a Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon in Kesel Roi says, Mefurish, it's been proven, he says, says the Vilna Gaon. You might say, it's been proven from the Vilna Gaon. That if a person has enemies, L'Aleinu, you have someone you don't like so much. Zuk the Vilna Gaon, if you think in your heart, people are glazed tzaddikim, and you judge them favorably, it changes the thoughts and the feelings inside you. As the goyness has been proven, tried, and tested. As I state, if you don't like someone, that's what you've got to do. You take inside you, and you start bringing out all the wonderful thoughts that you can think of him, and the mela, in that way, you'll be changing answer. There's a Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Aleph and Ovos, who doesn't know this Rambam, famous Rambam? The Rambam says, Mufurish. That if a person is a chiyuv, and we're going to see that Allah is a person sometimes have a chiyuv in a Torah to judge someone favorably. And if you don't do so, it's a terrible aveira. So much so, it's very difficult to do tshuva on it. Because you don't think you did anything wrong. When was the last time you thought thinking on your kippah, every time you thought about someone else and what they did? Very rarely. Which means that the tshuva that you're doing is not really much of a tshuva. That's why the Rambam tells us that this aveira that we're dealing with now is a very, very different type of aveira to most other aveiras. Most other aveiras that you're going to do, chas v'sholem, you know you did it. Look, you can't balchei, you shaft v'gan, you know what's going on, you give a time, you make a chesh v'na nefesh. Over. The mice, a fellow came to me last night, he wanted to know, chesh v'na nefesh, is it doich a tamu tayyot? For example, he has a seder of learning, he learns yom v'loyla. He nonsense. Should take out time and benefesh. Tell my body, you gotta take out time and benefesh. It's a chiluk of learning. It's a chiluk of becoming an Hashem. Talmud neila the day nice is a gemara in kedushin, right? As a neila zut the Rambam. This is a miyuchad dika aveira that we don't find come up by any other aveira. Most aveiras we know what we did wrong. Over here, how many times do we think of people when they're doing? They're leaving the Beis Medrash, right? We're thinking, who? Where are they going? When they're leaving on a bus somewhere, who? We're thinking, what are they doing? When they're leaving soon early, we're thinking, what's going on? On the phone in the middle of all these sorts of situations, what was that goes into our head? Something that is not 100%. You've been over in Issa, could be the Raisa Mamish, or Donikav Schus, and therefore Sukhdo Rambam is a terrible Aveira. Because a person doesn't really do tshuva on it. Now, the Maisa Aveira said, I know it took a long time in Hakdoma, but sometimes I feel that Hakdoma sometimes is even more choshen than actual Alochas. Because when we get to the Alochas, which we'll do Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, and there's come of the come Alochas brought down Alocha, or what to do in certain situations, at least let us know that we're dealing over here with something so chomel that the Shulchan Kodesh tells us this is something that if you have this, then all the other ben adam chaveiros that you do will all fit into place. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we shall continue.